This is a Navy Marine Corps Achievement Medal with Combat Valor.
At his home outside of San Diego, former Marine Lance Corporal Josh Onan keeps some photos next to the TV from his days as a Marine.
I was a turret gunner. I was a dismounted URF team.
In 2006, he was in Ramadi when his Humvee was hit by a roadside bomb.
I remember laying down in the truck, waking up. There's dust, there's debris all over me. And there's an Iraqi colonel, and he's just screaming. I don't understand what he's saying. So that's when I realized, like, oh, here we go. It's something big's happening.
For the next year, he was in and out of trouble. Small infractions, which he chalks up to the amount of medication prescribed for his head injury and PTSD. Then, while on leave, he was caught with a small amount of cocaine. That was it. He was kicked out of the Marines. Onan looks at a picture of himself in his battle gear.
I'm 32 years old now, and this guy's 20. And I look up to this guy. I know it's me, but I miss everything about it. Sometimes it's hard to find this guy.
Onan is one of thousands of veterans who have an other than honorable discharge. They don't typically qualify for VA benefits, even though vets like Onan have a high suicide rate. To address that, the VA last summer started a new program. This group of veterans can come into the VA and be treated for mental health issues, at least for 90 days. We asked the VA how many people used the program in the first year. The department gave us figures showing that, nationally, 115 people did, a fraction of the veterans who now qualify for mental health care. 25 of those patients were in San Diego. Dr. Neil Doran is with the San Diego VA.
They came in saying that they had an urgent need, and they were evaluated and received care for that urgent need, whether it was a substance use disorder or suicidal thoughts.
Veterans advocates are disappointed that just 115 people took advantage of the program when the VA says there are at least 500,000 veterans with other than honorable discharges. Christopher Goldsmith is an Iraq vet who works with the Vietnam Veterans of America.
It's not possible that that's the number of people who need help. It's a failure to contact them, to fully inform them, and to break the stigma.
The Vietnam Veterans of America lobbied the VA to help veterans with other than honorable discharges. Executive Director Rick Weidman says the VA simply didn't promote the program.
It's a program that most people who are eligible for don't know about. And the reason for that is that VA refused to do any outreach.
The stakes are about to get higher. A new law will make all vets with other than honorable discharges eligible for mental health care if their illness is related to their service. The law also removes the 90-day cap, which some veterans advocates say makes the program harder to navigate. And the law requires the VA to seek out people who qualify. Finding those veterans will still be tough.
I felt shunned. I still feel shunned.
After years of being rejected, Josh Onan is now getting his PTSD treatment paid for by the VA. He says it's been a lifesaver, but he fears the alienation he felt will make it difficult for other vets to seek help.
I wouldn't be surprised if most of them weren't alive. And the reason why I say that is without treatment, without proper care, or even loved ones, like, I don't think I could do it without God and my family.
In a written statement, the VA says it's writing implementation regulation which will provide further guidance on expanding mental health care outreach to service members in need. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.